fiery horse, the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver.
Shorty Larkin was unhappy as he rode along the line fence of the Y Brand Ranch. Frequent cattle robberies in the vicinity meant added hazard to his job, but it wasn't this that bothered Shorty. It was the impending storm.
Doggone it, paint horse, that storm's getting closer. When she hits, me and you are going to get wet. No two ways about it. Get up there. Come on, boy.
In one of the flashes of lightning, two men waiting near the line fence saw Shorty while he was still some distance away.
He'll be here in a minute, Madden. If he sees the wire cut, he'll know something's going on. Maybe he won't even notice.
Doesn't matter.
No? How's that, Leech?
I have plans for Shorty. Your men ready to move the cattle?
Yeah, they're all in place. They can start it running any time I give the word.
Good. Run that cattle right to Breakneck Canyon. Don't take any more than your men can handle.
We can handle about 100 head. That's what we aim to take.
Go and join your men. Tell them to be ready to move when I signal with a gunshot.
Right. Come on, get up.
Hey there.
Oh, oh boy, oh, easy. Who spoke to me?
I did.
Step forward so I can see you better.
I can see you well enough. And that's all that matters.
Oh!
That shot served a double purpose.
Here come rain. Last light and open clouds wide.
Otto, I heard something more than thunder.
Gunshot?
You heard it too.
Yeah. Me think me hear gun. Not sure.
It seemed to come from the direction of the Y Brand line fence.
Plenty cattle thieves around here.
All right, mount up. Ride over and see if the Yankton herd is all right.
Easy steady, big fella. Come on, fill
it. Get him up, Scout.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto reached the line fence and followed it until they saw the vague outline of a riderless horse. Cattle thieves had long since gotten away, but the break in the fence remained, and a still form lay on the ground.
Easy, steady, big fella. We'll see if he's dead or alive. Steady there, take it easy. We're going to help you. Examine him, Tonto.
Let me do it.
Cattle went that way. Thieves, they went toward Breakneck Canyon.
You worked for the Wybrand?
Yeah.
Here, me find wound. Me get fella to ranch house.
Otto, can you handle him alone?
Me do it all right.
I'm going to try to locate the hideout of the cattle thieves. I'll see you at the house. Steady, big fella. Come on, fill there!
The rain fell with a steadiness that gave promise of enduring throughout the night. Sam Yankton and his wife had been huddled in front of the fireplace in the living room for over 2 hours, while Tonto maintained a vigil in the bedroom.
The sidewinding polecats. Every time I think of them, I see red.
Sam, it won't help to think about losing your cattle.
Losing the cattle's bad enough, but losing Shorty's lots worse.
Oh, he was such a fine young fella. And a good cowhand.
Don't talk like that, Martha. You talk like Shorty was in the past.
Well, I didn't mean it that way.
Well, he's still got a chance to pull through.
We'll know when the Indian comes out of the bedroom.
Martha, I'm promising you one thing. I'll never rest till them gun-crazy crooks are swinging from the end of ropes.
I wonder if they'll ever be caught. The sheriff's been trying for weeks to locate those cattle thieves.
I know he has. Trouble is, there's so much space to cover and so few men to cover it.
The sheriff doesn't seem to have slowed down the rustlers a bit.
I know. He hasn't even found any of the cattle that's been stolen.
And there's been plenty.
Martha, I've been trying to think of something.
Well, what's that, Sam?
That Indian called himself Tonto.
Yes?
That name is familiar somehow. Oh, how is he, Tonto? How is Shorty?
Him be all right plenty soon.
He will?
Oh, thank goodness.
I'll go in and talk to him.
No, him sleep now.
But I want to find out about those rustlers. They're likely the same crooks that have been hitting other ranches. And the sheriff's never had anything at all in the way of a clue. If Shorty can tell who shot him, it'll be a lead for the sheriff.
No. It better you let Shorty sleep.
Sam, do as the Indian says.
Well, this rain'll wash out all the tracks. I hate to wait till morning. But I suppose that's the best we can do.
Well, the sheriff wouldn't start out till morning anyway.
Martha, I think someone just reined up outside the door.
That's right.
Did you hear someone, too?
Me hear him.
Fine time of night to be rapping on the door. I'll see who it is.
They probably saw lamps burning and knew we was up and about.
Well, mister, what... Mast!
Take it easy, Yankton. Tonto will identify me.
Tonto?
This good friend. Him find Shorty. Him go hunt for thieves and cattle.
Oh, your partner. Well, sakes alive, step inside. Come on in out of the wet.
Thanks, sir. How is Shorty?
He's sleeping.
Him be all right in a few days.
By Gadfrey.
Sim, what's the matter?
Just come to me, Martha. I know where I heard the name of Tonto. Great day in the morning.
Sam, for mercy's sake, tell me.
Tonto's the friend of the masked man we've heard so much about. Tonto's the Indian who travels with the Lone Ranger.
Oh.
That means that this man, you, mister, are the Lone Ranger.
Oh, my sakes alive. You're here. In this part of the country. You're here in this very house.
It's a comfortable house, Mrs. Yankton.
You came here to track down the cattle thieves?
Well, one of my best friends was killed by cattle thieves near Breakneck Canyon. He was a range detective.
Frank Panner.
Yes. He was shot just as Shorty was. Not a chance to defend himself.
You follow thieves to canyon?
I went to the canyon, Tonto. I saw no sign of the thieves or the cattle.
Dad read it. They couldn't disappear into thin air.
That's true, Sam. Yet that's just what seems to have happened.
Breakneck Canyon is only open at this end. If they went there, they'd be there.
But they're not.
Then where are they?
That's a mystery.
Oh, it's a mystery that's got the sheriff nearly loco. Cattle goes into Breakneck Canyon and disappears.
If you let me bed down in the woodshed, I'll be on hand to continue the search at daybreak.
You'll bed down right here in the house.
Indeed you will. I'll get some blankets and fix a place on the sofa.
When Sam wakened, he found that the rain clouds had passed and the sun was shining. He also found a note from the Lone Ranger and learned that the masked man and Tonto had gone into town to report the robbery and talk to the sheriff. Meanwhile, Barnaby Leach came from his ranch house.
I got your horse all saddled and ready, boss. How long do you figure on being in town?
I don't know. Just long enough to find out what the talk is.
Boss, let me know what's being said about last night's affair. Try to find out if anyone suspects where the cattle went.
I'll do that. I'll stop at Yankton's house on the way home and see what he has to say.
Easy there. Get up.
Sam heard the hoofbeats of an approaching horse and thought it might be the Lone Ranger returning from town. But he was disappointed when he looked out the window.
Doggone.
What's the matter, Sam?
Oh, it's Barnaby Leach. I wonder why he's coming here.
There's something about that man that I just can't like.
I feel the same way.
Hi there, Sam. Good morning, Mrs. Yankton.
Good morning.
I must say, Mrs. Yankton, you look younger every day.
I don't like that kind of talk from you, Leach.
Sorry, I didn't mean any offense. I'll step inside if you don't mind.
Don't seem to matter whether we mind or not. You're in.
What's on your mind, Leach?
I was sorry to hear about your trouble last night.
Oh, you heard about it, eh?
Yeah. I expect the death of Shorty will be quite a blow.
Where did you hear about Shorty being killed?
Why, in town, of course.
News sure travels fast.
You seem to know a lot more than most folks.
I don't know what you mean.
Don't bury me before I'm dead.
Shorty!
It's me, all right. And you needn't look like you're seeing a ghost.
I'm glad to see that you're alive.
That's a lie. Oh. You're not glad I'm alive. You're downright disappointed.
What do you mean?
It was too dark to get a good look at the man that shot me. But I'll never forget his voice. It was your voice, Leach.
You must be out of your mind.
Oh, no, I'm not.
By darn, I've heard talk about Leach being involved in the cattle stealing, but I couldn't believe it.
He's involved, all right. He shot me and left me for dead.
You're wrong. You must stop.
I am not. When a man hears a voice like I heard you last night, the sound is set in his brain, just like a branding iron marks a hide. I know what I'm talking about. I'm calling you, Leach. Calling you to go for your gun. We'll finish things right here.
No, no.
Shorty.
Oh, please don't shoot.
You've been called, Leach. Go on, make a pass at your holster.
Now, hold on. You're wounded. Chances are you're suffering from delusions.
Slap leather, Leach. I'm giving you the chance to draw first.
Watch it, Shorty. You'll have no gunplay.
Mash.
You keep out of this, mister. Old cat that tried to kill me has walked right in here, and I'm going to deal with him.
No, you're not.
He's working with the cattle thieves. For all we know, he may be the ringleader.
That's a downright lie. You can't prove a word of it.
I don't have to prove it. I know.
Now, wait a minute, Shorty. Take it easy. Listen to the masked man.
Yeah, the masked man. Yeah, if I was looking for cattle thieves, I'd look for a man who hides behind a mask.
Are you looking for cattle thieves?
No, I'm not.
Who are you?
The name is Barnaby Leach. He's got a ranch a few miles north of here.
You'd better shove on, Leach. Shorty might open fire in spite of all that I can do.
I'll shove on. But before I go, let me tell you something, Shorty. If you make any more accusations, you'd better be prepared to back them with proof. I don't let any man call me a thief.
Doggone it, why'd you stop me? Leach is the one that shot me. I know he is. I know it just as well as I know my own name.
If you'd shot him, Shorty, you'd hang for murder.
But he's a thief. He's a killer.
Unless you have proof that will stand in court, your suspicions don't mean a thing.
But how can we get proof?
Leave that to Toto and me.
What are you going to do?
Where are you going?
I'm going to try to find out how cattle disappears in Breakneck Canyon.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
continue our story. When the foreman at the Leach ranch saw Barnaby approaching, he knew that something was wrong. It was unlike Leach to ride a horse to lather.
Ho, ho there, ho! Ho, boy!
You sure pushed that horse.
He's... Madden, we're in trouble. Shorty isn't dead.
Not dead?
I thought I got him last night, but I didn't. I just wounded him. He recognized my voice.
Well, that's nothing to worry about, boss. It's your word against a two-bit car.
Under ordinary conditions, I'd not be concerned.
What do you mean?
A lone ranger's moved into these parts. I saw him. He's convinced that Shorty's telling the truth.
Meaning he's convinced you shot Shorty.
And had a hand in stealing Yankton cattle.
Have you got any plans?
Madden, the lone ranger and Tonto followed me from Yankton's place. I caught a glimpse of them as I was coming through the hills. They're up in the hills right now watching this ranch.
What'll we do about that?
I'll stay right here for the time being. After dark, I'll move out and let that masked man follow me.
Yeah?
Yeah. And you'll have a couple of the boys waiting to dry gulch him and his Indian pal somewhere along the trail. We'll give him the same as we gave that range detective. And we won't make the mistake I made in shooting Shorty.
Otto, I wonder if Leach knows we followed him.
Well, him plenty smart hombre.
No doubt about that.
There plenty place in hill where him maybe see us.
That's what I'm thinking of. He knows we're hiding here, watching his ranch. He won't make any move that will help us.
That's right. Now, Kemosabe.
Yes?
You sure Leach work with cattle thief?
Yes, I am. Moreover, I don't think Shorty would make a mistake about the voice he heard last night.
Maybe we got plenty long wait before we get evidence.
We're not going to wait, Tonto.
Huh? Well, what we do?
Break out the saddlebags. I'm going to become a half-breed renegade.
What you mean?
I've got that old Mexican outfit out of this saddlebag. You'll find the materials I use for changing my complexion in that one, also the false hair.
Oh, you fixed disguise, huh?
Yes, I'm going to call on Leach. I'm going to try and make him think I've killed the Lone Ranger and Tonto. If I can get a job at his ranch, I may be able to learn quite a bit about his business.
As the afternoon advanced, Barnaby Leach and Madden sat on the side veranda of the rambling ranch house, watching the hills where they were sure the Lone Ranger and Tonto were in hiding. It was mid-afternoon when they heard the distant crack of a pistol.
Madden.
There it is again. Those were pistol shots.
That's what I thought.
They seemed to come from those hills.
I wonder if the Lone Ranger's firing on anyone.
I'd like to find out.
We could ride up there.
Why not?
We'll do it. Get a couple of horses and let's...
Hey, look. Speaking of a couple of horses...
They're coming from the hills.
Who's that riding?
No one I ever saw around here. He's wearing the clothes of a Mexican. Yeah, we'll soon know all about him. He's coming this way fast as those horses can travel.
The Lone Ranger, disguised as a Mexican half-breed, rode scout on a direct line to the ranch house, leading Silver at the end of a halter. He reined up a short distance from the house, as if for the first time he had noticed the two men on the veranda. Then he proceeded at a slow walk while Leach and Madden watched and waited.
Yes, sir. Buenos dias, senor.
Where are you from?
Who are you? Well, I come from many places, senor.
I ask who you are.
You call me Miguel. It is good name, huh?
Miguel, Well, what do you want?
Senor, I come here because perhaps you like to buy the horses, huh?
Where'd you get them?
Oh, I had them for a long time, senor. Now, I'm in need of money. I must sell. I make the price very low.
You lie. We heard shots. You dry gulched a couple of men up in the hills and took their horses.
I do not come here to be called the horse thief, the murderer. I come to sell the horse. You do not want to buy, go away.
Look here, Miguel. There's no use trying to fool me. I know you shot the men who owned those horses.
You do not want to buy the horses, I go away.
Do you want a job?
Senor, I do not know if I would like to work on the ranch.
How would you like to be turned over to the law for horse stealing and murder?
No, senora. On second thought, I think I work for you, huh?
Hey, boss, why are you hiring the half-breed?
I know what I'm doing, Madden.
Yeah, I wish I did.
Come on over to the corral.
For what?
You wait right there, Miguel.
Si, senor.
You must have something smart in mind, boss.
I have. Now, listen, Madden. Shorty managed to convince the Lone Ranger that I shot him. He may be able to convince a few others.
Yeah,
we've got to make another play to get Shorty, and this time we won't fail. I want him out of my way. We'll set things up so that Miguel takes the blame for the killing, as well as the blame for killing the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
We're not sure that he got the Lone Ranger and Tonto. Maybe they're just wounded, same as Shorty was.
You'll make sure of it.
How?
I'll take Miguel over to the hideout in the canyon, leaving you here.
Yeah?
We leave that white horse Silver in the corral. As soon as we're gone, you release the horse. If the things I've heard about the critter are true, he'll go back to where his master lies. You can follow.
That's Andy. You're pretty smart.
You can make sure he's dead. And the same for Tonto. Meanwhile, I'll turn Miguel over to the boys. They can keep him until he's needed.
Senor, do you mean I am to ride with you right now?
That's the idea. You leave that white horse here in the corral.
I take the paint?
Yes.
There you go. It is the same with you. I leave here the paint, I take the white one.
What's the difference which one you take?
Senor Madden, you say, what is the difference which one I take? I say, what is the difference which one I leave? I like the white one better.
All right. Doesn't matter, Madden.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Bueno, I'll be ready to ride with you in one moment.
The Lone Ranger, disguised as the Mexican half-breed, had been prepared to take advantage of any opportunity to learn more about Barnaby Leach, but things were moving even faster than he had expected. Riding at Leach's side, he found himself in Breakneck Canyon approaching the dead end. There was no sign of life, yet Leach pressed on.
Senor, why do you take me, huh?
You'll find out in just a minute.
There's no place to go from here. The wall ahead is straight and high.
That's what everyone thinks.
It is not so.
You see that cascade coming down from the top?
Si, senor. It is heavy waterfall.
We go right around one side of it and get behind it.
Behind the falling water, senor?
Right. There we'll find the entrance to a long tunnel.
What, senor, are we to do when we get inside the tunnel?
We'll meet some friends of mine.
Leach pointed out the route and directed the Lone Ranger around the waterfall and into the large opening it concealed. Beyond the opening, there was a vast, candle-lighted cavern where several men played cards at an improvised table. They looked up at the newcomers and threw down their cards, then came to Leach's side.
Hey, who's this, boss?
How's it,
His name is Miguel. Take a look at the horse he's been riding. This horse is called Silver. It's the horse of the Lone Ranger.
Well, how'd the breed get it?
He shot the Lone Ranger.
Yeah? Let me look at that horse. Look out there. Go, corn, that animal's wild. The breed rode it here?
You saw him.
Boss, a pal of mine over near Dodge said he once tried to borrow the Lone Ranger's horse. And learned that no one but the masked man could get near the critter.
What?
Let me take a close look at this man. I think he's a Lone Ranger.
Well, of all
this'll hold you for a minute.
Boys, grab him.
The Lone Ranger moves with lightning speed while the others were off guard. He leaps to the saddle.
Nicola!
There was no chance to turn toward the entrance. The Lone Ranger had to go ahead into a long, dark corridor that seemed to lead into the very heart of the mountain. The outlaws followed for a time, and then Leach called a halt.
Wait a minute, boys. Don't go any farther. He might be waiting for us just beyond the narrow place.
Yeah. If he is, he can pick us off one at a time as we go through.
Mister, we'll give you a chance to surrender. Come out with your hands up.
Why don't you come and get me?
We know where you are, and we don't have to run any risks to get you. You can do one of three things. You can go through the tunnel to the valley and meet some more of my friends. You can stay there and starve. Or you can come out with your hands up. What'll it be?
This way!
Here, boss, boss! Someone's coming behind us.
Let him have it!
Sam Yankton and Tonto were accompanied by the sheriff and his deputies as they came through the cavern into the tunnel. Each and his men were trapped, and they knew it.
We can't go ahead through that narrow place. We're trapped. I surrender. I give up.
Me too. Don't shoot. I surrender.
Put on your guns and make it fast. You, Leach, what are you going to do? Surrender or shoot it out?
I know when I'm licked, I give up.
This waterfall is a good place to camp, Tonto.
Ah. Breakneck Canyon no longer mystery.
You and the sheriff certainly came at the right time. Don't know how you did it.
Well, after you leave ranch, Madden let Scout out of corral. Scout come to where me hide. Madden plenty surprised to find me not dead.
You got Madden?
Me get him. Him tell all about tunnel back of waterfall. Tell how cattle brought through tunnel to ranch on other valley. Tell how brands chained, cattle sold.
Then you brought the law.
Now, me capture Madden, take him back to Sam's house. Meet Sam, sheriff, and lawman part way.
Very well, Tonto. Ready there, Silver.
You ride now?
Wait right here, Tonto. I'll be back. Before we settle down to camp here for the night, I want to visit a grave up in the hills.
Oh. Your friend who lose life and hunt for a cattle thief, huh?
I've carried this badge, Tonto. His badge. Now his job is done. I'm going to leave it with a man who wore it. Easy, steady, not big fellow. Come on, Silver!
Out, Silver! Boy!
Is a copyrighted feature originated by George W. Trendle. This story was written by Fran Stryker. The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.